Check, check, check.
Pussy check.
How's it sound?
It's fine.
Cunt.
Okay.
Fine. Everything's always fine.
There we go. Cock, cock. Is she good?
Shit. Yeah, everything's fine.
Do you have a timer gun?
Yeah. Oh, I got a timer.
Suck me like Drogba. Suck my penis like Drogba.
Well,
are we going?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh, okay. Hey. Welcome to Cumtown.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Cumtown. Boys, do you see anything different? Look.
Oh!
It's fake. But
oh, my
I got
God,
another
you've
fake
lost
one.
200 pounds. I didn't notice it until you said that, but you're 200.
That's right.
Stav is 115 pounds.
Yeah, Stav, you look bad, actually.
Yeah, dude, I'm emaciated.
Yeah.
Damn. But look how big my dick is, though. Zip.
Mm-hmm.
Zip. Hold on.
Zip.
You just made a pat sound on your thigh with your
no,
hand.
No, that was
yes,
my
big
ass
no,
dick.
No, you used it. It
that was my big
sign.
Dick.
It was a pat sound. Congrats, bro.
I mean,
funny
it's really weird, actually.
Stop going on like my 600-pound life, and the Iranian guy's like...
I don't
like,
have a real one.
I know.
The Iranian guy's like, he's come here because he wants his penis is too small. Like, he wants his penis to look bigger, so we are going to cut his stomach off. But first, he needs to spend 3 weeks not eating pizza rolls, so we are going to film him maybe being bad, have one, maybe two pizza rolls. And he cried. And we videotape him cry, and then we put it on TV. And then he come back, and when he come back, we say, you were very bad fat boy. But we will do the surgery anyways.
And then do they have a doc? I've never seen that show.
Oh, yeah, it's this Iranian guy. Every single episode, the show should just be called San Antonio.
Yeah, all of those gastric bypass centers are in Texas.
They always go to the same one in like Houston or
in
whatever.
In Houston, yeah.
And it's some guy that's like Imram Nazaradadabav, you know, who's just some Iranian guy that only does like gastric bypass stuff. But he's, you know, he's like this, he's got this like reserved affect, and he's always like, you know, she is very fat.
I remember there was one night. There was
Stav goes on the show, and he's like, yeah, I'm just trying to get I want my dick
I want my dick looking huge.
I want it to look huge, and then they do, he loses all the weight, and he still has a small dick. And then. And then the doctor's like, it has been a success, at least in terms of prolonging our life and stuff. Just in tears. He's like, I just want to be fat again.
Yeah, make me fat
Six
again.
Months later,
turn me back.
Stav has
turn me back.
Gained back all of the weight plus 400 pounds. And then it cuts to his shitty house in Texas with no furniture. It's funny. It's, all those people are so poor.
Yeah, and they always have like a feeder, too. They always have someone that's like... Like a mother who like lost the last child as a baby.
Well, all of their houses.
She's like, I just want my beautiful boy to eat.
All of their houses
three
always,
hamburgers
always look
four.
Like the houses I'd like go hang out in and when I lived in Austin. That would just be like four comedians that rented a family house.
Yeah. Right, right, right.
So it's like they got like a TV
ranch
with a PlayStation,
style.
And then like something like a
just
couch stolen
loose
from
on
Renner
the floor.
Center. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The TV on the floor, the couch stolen from Rent-A-Center, and then maybe like. Yo, check out this like this dumb art I found. Like one thing on the wall.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, from
right,
Target. Right.
Yeah, it's like a Batman clock.
Yeah.
And then that's it. And then it's just all plastic plates all over the place and fucking
oh my
top ramen.
God. Yep. Yeah. Trash bags and no can to be found anywhere.
I mean, I'd still do that. I still have there's a giant contractor bag right behind you just filled with garbage.
Damn, dude, time to level up.
Nah.
Contractor bags are amazing.
Yeah,
some
things
so much
never change, dude. I try to do a regular kitchen bag and then I end up just throwing it in the contractor bag and it's like, let's just go trash bag in the middle of the apartment, baby.
Yeah, I do recall this being here when you were cleaning up.
Yeah.
And then there was a time where it never went
now
away.
Now it's a feature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's nice. Part of the geography of the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Right behind the couch on the left side.
It's an installation piece.
A dick suckalation.
A dick suckalation piece.
Yeah, I used to, when me and Chris lived together, we didn't have a trash can. We just had a section of the
a
apartment.
Pile.
Just
a trash
literally
corner.
Just a pile of garbage.
Dude, I wish I could have seen that apartment with my own eyes.
It was, I mean, it was good when I was there, and then there was like a noticeable haze when you went in.
Uh-huh.
It was like mustard gas or something.
It was humid.
Yeah. There was. After I moved out, it was hilarious because Chris, the electricity would get shut off all the time. And he had just like an extension cord running into like the vacant apartment next door.
Just, that is so awesome. Like, how do you use the microwave or the
just
stove?
Nothing. It just nothing. Went to the TV.
Just, right? Yeah, I guess the stove is play probably games also.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Probably had one for his PC and one for the TV.
No, well, the PC was the TV.
Oh, nice.
It went into like the projector.
Respect.
Yeah, Chris didn't game. I was the one to play video games.
I love the idea. I don't know Cubans that well. I've only met him a couple times, but I love the idea that at his peak, drunk ass you was more responsible than him.
Mm-hmm.
Drunk ass you being the one keeping order in an apartment is a hysterical idea.
I mean, I was also a mess, I didn't eat as much as he did because he was fat, so he would naturally make a bigger mess than I would.
Yeah.
But I would get drunk and
metaphorical mess.
I don't even... bottles against the wall and there'd just be broken glass all over the apartment.
Were you guys into like throwing cards?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
Dude. Yeah, we would go nuts, dude.
Just
decks of
like
cards.
Gambit.
All over. Yeah. No, because he showed me. I didn't know how to do it. And then he showed me, and I got real good at it. And then we would just throw cards all day. You do it hard enough, you can cut somebody.
Damn. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking Gambit, dude. Yeah. Let me see your pussy.
Yeah, let me fuck you and your ass. Meow, love, dude.
You in a trench coat?
Yeah.
Walking down Austin in the middle of the summer, throwing cards at women that won't fuck you.
Throwing cards at the bitch.
That's how you hit on bitches, dude.
Put them on your bitch. Make your bitch take a stroll.
Slice her with a card.
Ricky J, one of David Mamet's favorites.
Uh-huh. Who's that?
Ricky J's actor.
He died in the last year.
Really? Ricky J, he's
in Boogie Nights.
He's a character actor. Yeah, he's in like every David Mamet movie.
Mm.
But he's that fat, like bearded Jewish guy. He kind of looks like the comic book store guy from The Simpsons.
Mm.
Yeah, if you saw him, you'd recognize him.
I'll look him up.
But not a good actor.
Really?
No.
He was all right for what he did.
Yeah, but he's just like a...
Oh, I think I know who you mean in Boogie Nights.
Yeah, but he's...
this guy.
Yeah, he's a professional card trick.
Yeah, guy. American magician is what it comes up
he's
as.
A magician. He's a magician.
I didn't know he was a magician. Wow.
Yeah, he's a card guy.
Wait a second. He's described.
Like, he's the world's best.
He was in some of the
thrower.
Best movies of all time. No, he was just. He's described Ricky J. Potash, known professionally as Ricky J., was an American stage magician, actor, bibliophile and writer.
he reads a lot of books.
On his Wikipedia that he likes books. Bitch.
Yeah, what a nerd.
Fuck Ricky J, dude. Let's see his fucking filmography, dude.
Ricky. Yeah, he's been in a lot of good shit.
My name is Ricky J.
On my penis. Ricky J sounds like a fake Indian name.
I thought he was
like
Indian.
If you called the call center, they'd be like, hi, hello, my name is Ricky J with Verizon, and I'm here to help you.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, all right, I know that's not your name, Ricky.
Sanjay, that's not your name.
Ricky J.
I think Ricky J could just be an Indian guy's name, actually.
What if his name is Suck Dicky Gay?
He was on, his first credit is The Tonight Show with Carson in 1970.
What if his name was Suck Dicky Gay?
Yeah. Sorry, I missed that one because it was an Indian guy's voice, but yes. What if? That's good, man. You should transition into just doing the show as an Indian guy.
Yeah.
Save us all some time.
I'm going to get into Bali casting. We're
Bali fishing?
What's Bollywood named after?
It's like Hollywood, but
Bali.
Indian.
But in Bali?
I guess. It's not in Bali. That's in the Pacific.
That doesn't make any sense, Stop.
I don't know why
Well, what the fuck
that.
Is your explanation then, motherfucker? Well, the B is for something. It's like Bali. Fucking Baghdad or...
Not Baghdad, bitch.
God, that's Iraq.
Bali is closer than Baghdad.
I know it's not Baghdad, but I mean, I know it's not Bali also.
Yeah, well...
Bombay, that's what it is.
Bombay.
Yeah. Bombay. So they're Bollywood, so they have Bollywood.
Which is not
casting.
Called Bombay anymore.
So they're like,
what's
they're
it called?
Mumbai.
Mumbai.
They're going to have their own fucking podcasting world.
Okay.
Called Bollycast.
Bollycast.
They're like, you're listening to Dot Dead Dropouts.
Okay.
And my name is Matt Christmas. I love to do rants. Yes, my name is Will Menander. Will Menander.
Menander.
And
yeah.
I am the one who takes notes. I am the one who has a notebook and says things. And they just do their version.
Mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So the Indian Cometown is the Indian guy.
Yes.
It's like, what if his name was Sakdiki Gay?
Yeah, oh, I see. Yeah. You're just preparing.
Yeah.
Will you sell the right? Now, does Bollywood buy the rights to everything, or they just make that shit bootleg?
I think they do their own shit that usually...
But nah, they make, like, versions of American movies.
Do they?
But with way more dancing and shit.
Yeah, they do Jai Ho's and stuff.
Yeah, so we will do the same podcast, but instead of ad reads, we do dancing.
And we'll play...
Oh, there's two more. There's the...
Can you hand Stav the Diet Snapple and have him try this?
It's too sweet, dude.
I would love to try it.
Pussy.
Sweet for me.
I love it, dude.
You know what I'm saying, Sav?
You just gotta get into the diet zone, brother.
It's the diet. Do you thing like that it? Throws me off.
I do like it.
It's great. It's been ruining my life.
But I will say, I like it, but I'm not even a regular lemon Snapple guy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the actual flavor is holding me back way more than the diet.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Yeah, I'm a peach Snapple guy, and I got a variety pack. I got a Costco membership.
Respect. How was your first trip?
Good. No samples. You know what? It's funny. That Costco.
Where'd you go, Sunset Park?
It's hideous even for a Costco.
Mm. Stav's Costco is
better.
My
Costco's beautiful.
And they have a tire center and a gas station.
I went to the Astoria Costco.
The Astoria one's better than, than
How
Sunset Park.
How dare you say it's hideous?
But the view.
Incredible.
Of the city. One of the best views of the city.
And it's wasted on that.
On Costco.
Bro, no joke. Park. I ride my fucking bike down there sometimes, get me a chicken bake, and sit on the bench. Just look at the city. It's
there's
beautiful.
A really nice. There's a really nice museum by there. The Gucci museum.
My favorite.
Shut up, bitch! You have to tell everyone you're gonna go to museums.
Some faggot museum.
No, go ahead. Just, what else do you have to say about the Gucci museum?
It's a really nice museum. You should go there.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sorry, I don't support some Japanese guy who thinks it's funny to.
He's
do
American,
it's
actually.
N word.
He's actually American.
Japanese.
He was American. He was born in America.
Yeah, some it's Japanese pretty fucking racist of you, Adam.
Some Japanese guy. It's like, I'm going to make a museum about these people.
He's not Japanese. He was born in America.
I can't stand them. I'm going to make a museum about how much they are disrespectful to me. These goddamn Noguchis. Is that what it is, Adam?
Yes. It's a Japanese man that came up with the Japanese way to say the N-word. Yes, Nick.
And
yes, that's exactly what it was.
It's a museum
of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, a museum of that.
It's a museum for Blasians.
For racist Japanese men.
I was laughing at the idea the other day about, like, about being some, like, upper middle class, college professor that has, like, an adopted Asian son. Because, you know, they always adopt.
Yeah.
Some guy that weighs, like, 104 pounds.
Because they wait too long
He's
to have
just
kids.
All Adam's apple and Tevas.
Yes.
Adopt, but his, like, Korean son is now a teenager, and he's using the N-word at his dad. It's like, you ain't my real daddy. Like, Sun Moon, could you just calm down for a second? Me and your mom love you. You ain't my daddy, and she ain't my mama. Boop. You know? And I'm going to go out with my boop anytime I goddamn please. You don't control me. Boop. You know?
Sick you white boops.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah. It's white bullshit.
Nah, those guys are always named Matthew or whatever. Or
no,
George.
No, but I feel like the professor would give him an ethnically appropriate name.
No, they would keep his. They would use his Korean name.
They're named Brian.
Use his Korean name at home.
Yeah, yeah. In an even more offensive way.
At school, he's Matthew, but at home, he's Sun Moon Gumdrop. Whatever his dumb Korean name is.
Sun Moon Gumdrop is a great name, dude.
Yeah,
that's my name.
They call me Two Guns Gun Blap.
Gaddy, gaddy, gat, blop, daddy. You ain't my real daddy. Boop.
Dude, I miss those Acura Asian kids.
Oh,
those,
yeah.
Like, breakdancing, like, mm-hmm. devil locks. Do you remember that? Like, the kids in my yes. school had those, like, two, like, mm-hmm. long devil locks.
Yeah. We never got the devil locks.
Yeah. Maybe it was no. The devil lock was in the middle.
Definitely bleach tips.
Yeah, the devil lock was in the middle. They would have like one that was on either side.
Well, they dressed like Final Fantasy, which is weird. Yeah. You play Final Fantasy 15, you're like, who still looks like this? And then we went to Japan. I'm like, damn.
Yeah. Yeah. Just so sick at DDR.
Yeah.
Just crushing it.
Yeah. I took a, in one of my classes, it was like a creative writing class, and there was just like this quiet Korean girl who, and it was like creative nonfiction. And you just, like, we
y'all... just turning in recipes.
Apple turnip. My story's called... My story's called Chicken Catching...
The fuck are you talking about? It's creative. It's writing. I wrote it, and it's creative.
Look, how... I use double the butter that the other people usually use on fettuccine Alfredo.
It's creative to change the ingredients.
Damn. I should have thought of that.
Yeah, Stav, why are all your essays laminated?
Dude, I was in a... you were telling a story.
I was just talking about that Korean girl who she was like... Just seemed like quiet and nice. And then it was like all the... Like her creative... Her like personal essays were all about like just mm-hmm. getting fucked up and like fucking in her church. And,
so
like,
sick. She was a freak.
She would talk about like... There were guys in the community that were, like, famous because they were cool. And she couldn't really speak English. It was, like, broken English. It was awesome,
but it
dude.
Was horny.
It was horny, and it was it was doing crimes, and it was getting fucked up, and it was cool.
Dude, I was in a creative writing class in college, and there was a gay guy.
You already said you were in it.
Another gay guy. Different than me.
Got him.
And his whole aesthetic was, like, rich woman. Like,
yes,
he would
yes.
wear like he would like carry a Birkin bag to fucking purse.
White
and, like,
guy, black guy,
and like an Hermes scarf like tied around his
white
head.
Guy, Arab guy,
a white guy, yeah.
Interesting.
And one time he wrote this story called "The Price of Fabulousness" that yeah. like I kept and like showed all my friends because I was like, this is the craziest thing I've ever read.
Yeah,
and we had to like workshop it. So like I was like I had to workshop his story. So I read it and it's like this mundane like vapid. Like shallow guy, like he's like, and then he put on his Gucci shoes, and then he like got in his Mercedes taxi cab, you know, like trying to put details in, like very bad writing. And it's just like, where the fuck is this going? This is so boring and like shallow and stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And then like in the middle of it, he's like, he gets a phone call and he's like, hello, and he's like, it's your doctor. You have AIDS. and then
it's like I like that the doctor's just like he's not going to get AIDS tests regularly.
Yeah,
the doctor's like, oh, by the way, you got it.
He calls him. He's like, and then it just gets super psychedelic, and then his soul like splits in two.
Whoa.
And like there's like one
hell
side
yeah.
of him that's angry.
There's
and
the
one
version
side
of me that tells people I have HIV, and then there's the version that doesn't.
But then you finish the story and you're like, what the fuck is this, right?
Uh-huh.
But then you like go back to the title and it's called The Price of Fabulousness. And like if you think about it, what he's basically saying is the price of fabulousness is to get AIDS.
It's true. Did he have AIDS?
I don't know if he had AIDS.
That's just such a funny mental image. It's some guy dressed like Cruella De Vil turning in an essay about about do I or don't I?
Yeah, he was just like a rich, like, fucking idiot. And then
that
like,
rules.
Yeah, that story rocked. And then, like, I used to, like, start...
Was he hot?
No, he looked weird, dude. Mm. He looked like he had like a pointy ass face.
Mm, no, thank you.
Yeah, he wasn't my type.
Cruella De Vil, Cruella De Vil. If she doesn't suck you, you're fucking.
Then good. you can kill any woman you want.
You can kill whoever you want.
If Cruella won't fuck you. Cruella sucks dick. Cruella sucks dick.
She
put a bunch of dogs in her pussy.
Yeah. What if Pongo fucked her?
Yeah.
Why didn't that happen?
Who's
that
Pongo?
Pongo's the dad, Dalmatian.
Is he the Chinese dog?
No, Pongo's the dad.
Or is that a cat?
Pongo's the male father. In the.
Oh, he's a human.
It's Pongo and, like, Luisa, or whatever the fuck was
that man? A man named Pongo?
No, Pongo was the dad Dalmatian of the 101 Dalmatians.
Oh, it's
Roger. Roger's the father. Roger's the man.
Yes.
Pongo's the father. Dog.
Okay.
And then Pongo had that magic stick, and then she shit out 101 Dalmatians.
Anita is the woman. It's Roger and Anita. And then Pongo is the male dog, and I forget the bitch's name.
The woman?
No,
the bitch. She's using it in an appropriate context, actually.
Oh.
The female dog.
I can't remember her name. She was fucking sexy, though.
She was hot, dude. And her pussy had just gotten torn up, and she was still looking good, dude.
But they're puppies, so, you know, it's not really that much of a...
For a dog pussy, it is.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, that was kind of a very graphic thing to put in a children's movie. Which
yeah,
was like
to
a
show the pussy.
Yeah, a POV shot of a pussy from the veterinarian's view.
Don't women's pussies tear during
does
birth?
Snoopy ever get any pussy?
I don't think he does. Which, there should be like a girl version of him that's just him with a pink tie, bow tie on his hair.
Peppermint Patty. Kind of like a lesbian kind of thing.
No, she's a lesbian, dude.
I know.
Peppermint Patty fucks her, like,
what the
friend.
Fuck did
her
they
friend,
make a live action?
Her
friend
that sir.
Her friend that subs for her.
That live action was so bad.
Which one?
I didn't even see it. I just remember the trailer.
The Peanuts? Like,
no, the 101 Dalmatians.
They did one of those?
That.
Yeah, in 1996.
Oh.
Whoa, Glenn they were the first wave.
I heard that the new Lion King is a disaster.
It looks like shit, dude. It's a fucking video game cutscene looking. It doesn't make any sense. Elders wants to see it. He thinks it looks interesting. And I'm like, what do you mean, you dumb motherfucker? And his girlfriend's like, yeah, it's just like nostalgic for me. I just want to see it. But Elders is like, no, I don't care about that. I'm interested in seeing a lion talk.
It's not great.
Fucking idiot, dude.
What a retard. I love it.
Listen how gay this is. So instead of Roger just being a musician, which he was in the animated one, now he's a video game designer.
In 96?
In the 96, yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Who is it, Stamos or someone?
No, it's Roger.
No, hold on. I tell you who it is. It's the guy who won with the pianist.
It's not Adrian Brody.
Oh, damn.
It's Jeff Daniels. I said he's a musician in the first movie, and you assumed it was Adrian Brody because
he was a musician in another movie. It was a good guess.
It's a different
movie. It's because he looks like Roger in real life.
A different movie.
Roger has a big pointy nose.
The first one, doesn't he? The name of the movie too. Roger Dear Lee.
Doesn't Roger the cartoon character look like Adrian Brody?
Not really. No.
Yes, he does.
He's
kind of
tall and skinny, but I don't think his nose.
That's
is
my
as
dream
big.
Casting. That wasn't real. That was me hoping.
Purdy is the name of the bitch.
Purdy,
because that named after how you would describe her pussy.
Hey, that bitch, she got a purdy pussy. Why, thank you. I think I might name my dog that. Actually. Anytime, bitch. Why don't you slide up on this? Purdy, that's an interesting name. Yes, some homeless man in the park said she had a purdy pussy.
Okay, you know what? He doesn't really look like him.
No, he's like a sweater vest.
From the
vest.
Side.
He's a sweater vest type dude.
Yeah, I fucked up.
He looks
I
like the
up.
Guy sitting in the hotel room during the cuck scene.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he's like wearing like slacks and a sweater vest.
Wait, hold on. He's got when he has dark hair, he looks like Adrian Bro.
Yeah, he's blonde.
But look at this picture.
Well, why does he change his hair? That's weird.
I don't know, but he looks like Adrian Brody.
Maybe that's fan art.
Yeah, he looks like some British retard.
Yeah. One of the 10,000 British retards in film.
Fuck British people.
I'm Hugh done Grant. With them.
If you're
listening right now and you're British.
If you're ethnically British, whatever that means.
Take one of those big furry fucking hats those red motherfuckers wear and put them in your ass.
Why don't you do me a favor? Go pick up a hammer from the hardware store and smash it against your face until the lights go out.
Jesus Christ.
Just do me that favor.
Do me a solid. We had an exchange student from England.
Really? From England?
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Is that
Hot
a
Roger.
Art of Roger?
Hot Roger, dude. Roger. Abs.
Jack.
cock coming out of a Speedo.
Why is his mouth on the side?
It's no, that's like, a pipe.
It's just every... I love that website.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, everyone jacks off to everything, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I respect.
Well, let's see. Cruella. I'm going to type in Cruella.
Oh, of course. There's Cruella getting fucked by dogs. There's Cruella as a dominatrix. There's Cruella just taking a regular load. Have you guys seen that one old lady with silver hair that has been doing pornography recently? She keeps popping up.
What's her name? The bitch from Boogie Nights?
No.
William H. Macy's wife?
No.
You know that actress, that porn star?
My wife is getting fucked on the floor.
What's her name?
Yeah, I know. She played Hillary in...
She's like belongs to a temple in Vegas, and she's very active in the synagogue. My dad told me that. Yeah.
Oh, dude, you know your dad tried to get sucked off on the sneak.
I don't know if he met her,
but he would try.
Well, this is interesting. It's Cruella De Vil as a female lion fucking Scar, who's also Captain Hook.
That rules, dude. God,
I mean, it's just okay. Sure. Cruella and Captain Hook by the Pirate Queen on DeviantArt.
The Pirate Queen. Shouts out to her.
Yeah, let's see her other...
Who is definitely trans, by the way.
Right. Okay, here we go. Here's Aladdin as a girl lion fucking Hades from Hercules as Scar. Look at this Muslim lion.
That should be your ass.
This is incredible, dude. Yeah. This is fucking incredible.
That's amazing.
So she's called the Pirate Queen.
Yeah, but then she only draws...
But she only draws them all as lions?
Sexualized lions. There's Jasmine.
Jasmine as a lion? Jasmine looks fine.
Yeah, dude. I'd fuck lion Jasmine.
I would fuck regular Jasmine so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of the great hopes of my life is I would get to fuck a woman in a Jasmine costume.
I would cause a fucking controversy in Agrabah.
In what? In Agrabah.
I would cause a political... There would be political turmoil.
Yeah. It would be a state issue.
How publicly... What's her name? Did something.
How publicly you would fuck Jasmine?
Yes.
I can show you my dick.
But this one doesn't make any sense. It's Woody from Toy Story Lion Eyes, but it's just Simba with a cowboy hat on.
That's a bad one.
They're not all going to be gems.
Maybe
dude.
He's got the cowboy boot that says Andy on it.
Yeah, this Jafar one's pretty good.
The Jafar one is good. Lion we is can tight. Respect that.
Yeah.
Jafar and Scar would have some good-ass gay lion sex, dude.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if there's any pictures of that.
Those two are soulmates as far as I'm concerned. And they would not. They would flip flop too. By the way, one's not an obvious top. I think they're both verse.
Here's Scar having gay sex with some unnamed his partner that's not featured in the movie.
This girl has to be a real freak. Yeah, like one of those people that like doesn't like you're so autistic they can't even speak.
Yeah.
She's just like spending all day making her incredible lion sex scenes.
The problem with this one is, though, you don't see any lion cock or pussy.
Yeah.
They're PG-13, which is a big issue for me DeviantArt-wise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I need to see big titties. I need to see little pussy.
I would love to be rendered. A male lion. The women do all the work. They have to like go hunting and stuff.
Yeah, but if you get...
If someone fucks with your pride, you got to step up. But yeah, most of the day, you just sleep.
But you don't step up. You're not a step-up guy.
That's if I was a male lion, I would.
But hold on,
so
dude.
So you just wish you were a different human.
I'm saying I want to be a lion, not a human.
Yeah, but you want... Because of these...
I'm a step-up guy.
Rather than be a guy that pays for everything the woman
up.
Does but doesn't step up...
I've stepped up.
You would like to be the opposite of what you are. If I said this, I want to be a lion. Why do I want to be a lion? Number one, 400 pounds. Number two, run 60 miles per hour.
That's
I
cool. listed stats,
number
too.
Number three, live in Africa.
You know, I listed I mean, stats.
These are all things.
I said sleeps all day, the women do the hunting.
These are things that you could instantly have.
Sleeping all
it's
day?
It's just not your personality.
It's not a personality.
You'd be like,
thing
oh,
be
I wish
lion.
I was a lion. I would have self-respect, and I wouldn't let people walk all over.
I have self-respect.
First, wait.
I'm
well-known
for my self-respect.
What happens to a lion that... What happens to a male lion that gets his shit fucked up by another man? Does he get any pussy?
They cut his hair off.
Whoa.
Yeah. He has to get a little haircut.
his hair gets chewed off.
He has to wear a pompadour instead of a cool mane.
He has to wear makeup like a prison bitch.
For real though, do they get pussy? I'm curious.
Do lions get pussy?
You got to protect your bitches.
If you're not the alpha lion, do you get pussy? Can you sneak some pussy if you're the beta lion?
I don't know, because when I saw those bears fucking, it seemed like the main guy fucking the bitch. And then the two other, like, cucks just, like, jacking off the
Well, you know what? If you were a beta, the time to fuck another bitch is when the alpha's fucking. Because he's not going to stop you while he's busting his nut. So you got to real quick fuck his second favorite bitch while he's in his first favorite bitch.
Yeah.
That's how you sneak some pussy.
That's how it should be, just in general.
You got to be on the lookout for when the man is having sex.
Waiting for the alpha to have sex with the main bitch. And then
you can sneak some side pussy.
Sneak the second bitch.
Or the third. Whichever one you fancy
most.
Because the thing is,
I think
which
that's
line
how
you want to fuck.
John, what's his name, from Beautiful Mind came up with that.
John Nash?
Yeah, John Nash.
My favorite Nash, Kevin Nash.
The Nash Equilibrium, yeah.
Which they simplify in that movie by saying, if we all try to fuck the same bitch.
Yeah, yeah. That's how they taught it to you in A Beautiful Mind. Yeah.
What about a beautiful asshole?
But in real life, he was into some sus shit.
About a beautiful crime. And he's a mathematician that can't stop raping.
I wouldn't call it beautiful.
Yeah, I wouldn't say beautiful.
It's the producers working on that movie. They're like, I like the mental health angle, but we need it to be sexy. A lot of people, when they think of rape, they think of the fantasies. How sexy it is.
The fucking Trump accuser lady.
But now she's a producer. Now she's a producer. So when people talk about rape, they think about how sexy it is.
Anderson, everyone loves rape.
Anderson, would you rape me right now for $1 million?
I love how he just cuts the commercial.
We're going to go to a commercial and we'll be back. Well, I'll tell you what. If you like sex...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I love sex.
If you're one of those beta lions that can't get his dick hard while the alpha is fucking...
You'll like bluechew.com. What a fucking dumb line.
If you like sex...
If you like sex, you'll love bluechew.com. Bullet points. Make it your own and have fun.
I am having fun.
Have fun reading these. Anyways, bluechew.com. We don't even really need to advertise it because everyone listens to the show needs it.
That's right.
It's medicine that you need.
Listen, the thing about Blue Chew is if you listen and we said there's dick pills you can just buy, you've got them already.
Yeah.
Once I found out about these companies, I fucking ran to the computer and ordered them.
Who's
bitches
on the fence about their dick working?
Get them, you fucking losers.
You should be begging us to tell you the website.
Yeah.
Which is bluechew.com. If you don't buy it, you're a piece of shit.
You're a fucking little ass
you're
bitch.
A fucking dick doesn't work and you're a loser.
Yeah, that's the thing. Keep sitting there fucking soft cock.
Everyone knows that no dicks work.
You may think that your dick is hard, but actually you're just having a fever dream. You're delusional.
You're imagining it.
You're imagining it. It's a mirage.
Your dick can't get hard unless you buy Blue Chew with the promo code cum.
It goes
town or whatever.
Cum town. C-U-M-T-O-W-N is the promo.
That's
code.
The only way your dick will for sure be hard.
It's a performance enhancement for the bedroom. Or fucking outside.
For the park bench.
For the park bench. Why don't you get some outdoor pussy?
Yeah, it's not only
there's
the bedroom.
There's homeless women out there that are lonely. Yeah. They say, sir, do you have a dollar? I know, but I got something else.
Yeah.
Wait till sundown. Cops aren't coming around this neighborhood.
That's right.
Cops will not come to
anything. Because you know when they pick to sleep
at night.
Anything less than a 182, we're turning the volume down on the fucking on the blotter.
Plus, here's the thing.
Car 57, we have a man sexually assaulting a homeless woman. I'm on my lunch
here's
break.
The thing. Blue Chew. Blue Lives.
Blue, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's all connected.
Yeah, all of the money goes to Blue Lives Matter. Yeah.
The thin blue line is your dick.
Every pill
is your hard ass dick on Blue Chew.
Is in the shape of the Punisher skull. And when you take it, you go to Iraq to punish the locals.
It's like
for making you do war.
Like how they used to stamp
precious
Molly.
War that you love. It's now time to take out your anger on the locals because they killed your friend Billy, who also was sodomizing them. But back then it was just for fun.
It was chill.
And now it's personal.
Now it's fucking personal, bro.
At first the rape was for fun.
To blow off some steam.
He retaliated against my friend and now it's personal.
Now this rape has an edge
now,
to it.
Now I need to take blue chews. While in Iraq. The Iraq War, officially sponsored by BlueChew.com. The first chewable that can be taken on a full or empty stomach.
That's right. That's absolutely correct.
And they can work faster than pills, up to twice as fast. Mm-hmm. Online physician consult is free, so it's cheaper than the other two. Because the other two, you have to pay to go see a doctor.
Boo!
Who makes you kiss
fuck
his,
that shit.
Kiss his fingers and suck his dick and
yep.
get the pills.
And like, he makes you show
well,
your dick.
I'm doing something for you. Why don't you do something
your
for
dick.
Me?
You want your dick to get hard? Why don't you get my dick hard?
Look, I don't... Oh, you think
and then he
your
takes
dick
a pill in front of you and yeah. then he's like...
You think your dick isn't hard? I'm a doctor. Why don't you earn?
How can I be sure your dick doesn't get hard?
Look, pal.
I have to compare it to a hard dick.
You're the one that came to the Army medical tent here in fucking Fallujah. We do business a little differently back in the States. You saw the Punisher pin on my my lab coat. You know I'm a Punisher style doctor. Dr. Chris Kyle. That's Dr. Chris to you. It only takes a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physician. And if you qualify, you get prescribed online quickly. You just need a couple of information, like your...
Anyways.
Do we know how long it was going?
Yeah, because I had the headphones on. So
oh, gotcha.
You got your, you got to tell them your name and your sign, and then that's it. That joke's kind of dead now. Thanks a lot. Recorder.
So what's that promo code?
The promo code is G A Y N.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
Wait, what was it?
G.
No.
F A G G E R. N-I-G-G-O-T.
Nick.
What? I didn't spell anything bad. What did I say?
They're fake words. They're made up words.
It's not. I didn't say anything wrong. You can't get mad at me for it. I'm doing Punisher style spelling. I'm teaching kids to spell Punisher style.
Oh my god!
That is certainly code. Punisher style spelling.
Promo code is Cumtown. Cumtown. Just pay $5 for shipping.
Yep.
They're prescribed along by a doctor. Confidence in bed every time. You and your partner, your dumb bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Will love it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And real quick, I'm just going to do one plug before while we're doing plugs.
One time.
Rochester next weekend on the 3rd. I have more coming up later, but I need to get... You know, that one's coming up on August 3rd.
Yeah.
More plugs coming later at the plug section of the show.
Also, if you like Cumtown, you want to either listen to the premium episodes.
Yes, bitch.
On patreon.com/Cumtown. If you only listen to these on iTunes or wherever, what app you use, there's a treasure trove of 150 or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe pay $5 a month and you get all the bonus episodes. But... Now there's T-shirts made by me.
Yep.
And not some dipshit in Ireland.
That's right.
Who, prior to this, had been the most successful, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that cum collection guy.
Yeah.
That guy's in Ireland?
Yeah, I talked to him once.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah.
Taking money out of our fucking mouths.
No, I've encouraged him.
Yeah, well, now you're coming
now
to
I
crush
got my
them.
Own, now I got my own thing.
You encourage it. So that they get their hopes up.
But here's the thing. You can get the shit from the source instead of someone's interpretation of what ideas I want out
there. The Richard Gere Museum.
Yeah, no.
You get the mind that dreamt it up.
You're getting exactly what I pictured.
Mm-hmm.
Sans maybe a little bit of... Sometimes I overshoot the mark on what I think I can do.
Yes.
Drawing-wise.
Right.
But cum.town, HTTP... / cum.town and buy the shirts, if only to give me something to do during the day.
Yeah, Nick's really been enjoying his
new career. Dude, I live as a printing press.
I live in a factory now.
That's right. Yeah.
A fucking bell to bell. 7 a.m., wake up, start folding shirts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That Chinese family you used to live with moved back in.
Yeah, I'm here till 3 a.m. Every fucking night I stay up.
No bathroom breaks.
No bathroom breaks.
He's wearing a diaper, a very soiled diaper right now.
Yeah.
The shit is fucking hanging off his dick.
Yeah.
It's so yellow and brown.
Yeah.
From the outside, you can see.
I have my dick tied around the middle of the diaper. The diaper's just hanging from me, and I'm shitting on the floor. And it's not doing anything. The diaper's pulled down to my ankles with my dick tied to the middle.
But it's so full of shit, it's stretching his dick out.
Yeah. That's what's happening. And it's all available at cum.town.
Woo! Cum.town. The number one place to buy merch made by a gay man named Nick Mullen. Damn, dude. Maybe this air conditioner is making me sick, dude.
Yeah, I think all that Diet Snapple is giving me bad headaches.
Yeah, it's already hurt my stomach a little bit. Yeah.
No.
It is. I kind of.
You took one sip, dude.
I know. I've been drinking like 4 or 5 of them a day.
Respect. Yeah, they can be good for
They're
you.
They're great.
Respect, bro.
Yeah. But, I mean, not a lot of things are good for you, you know what I mean?
That's right.
It's pussy.
Check.
Science.
That's right. Yeah. Pussy, science, and broccoli, dude.
Pussy and science. The number one law firm.
Science
Pussy and science.
Pussy and Kirk.
Good afternoon. You've reached law offices of Pussy and Science. And if a bitch ain't trying to fuck, you can sue her ass.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first law firm handling cases in which we will sue a bitch for not giving up the pussy.
Now, pussy, is that one of their names?
Yes, one of them is just named pussy.
Oh, that's his whole name, first and last. He's like Cher.
Lionel Pussy.
Oh, Lionel Pussy.
Yeah, and Reggie Science.
Oh, interesting.
They never did really explain how that guy on The Sopranos got the name Pussy.
I mean, Big Pussy.
It's a shortened version of his name.
Pustifer?
Yeah.
Bustifer from Cats. You guys see that Cats
really
trailer?
Coming down outside.
Yeah.
No one's coming to the show tonight.
It's sold out, so.
All right.
Now one guy's got to come to get his fucking t-shirt.
Oh, word. Yeah, I forgot to put him on the list. I'll do it when I get there. Yeah.
The guy you hook up with?
Nick's boyfriend.
Some guy left his fucking apartment number off one of the shirts.
Nick's got a grinder meetup.
It came back undeliverable.
Hmm.
And normally I just restock those, but he lives like around the corner from you.
Oh, interesting.
So I was figuring maybe I'd just give the shirt to you and then just have... But
nah.
So he gets into the show for free.
I know
free.
You wouldn't do that.
Yeah. There would be a finder's fee.
Yeah, so he gets into the show for free. Is that
That's
a
fair.
Huge deal?
No, he should give Stav and I $5 each. Yeah.
I've never Shipping. Taken money from the show once, nor have I like comped anyone. I
No. I was just kidding, of course. Anyone can get into the show for free. Honestly, the entire audience can get into the show for free.
The tickets are free.
The tickets are free.
It's like, no, they're not. Keep paying, you fucking pieces of shit.
The tickets are pee.
The tickets are pee.
I wonder if that would do well in Japan. Little, like, remember Airheads?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like that kind of container, but it's just filled with piss.
It's just out of a vending
liquid.
Machine.
It's a little like
mustard, a vial of piss. A
little mustard packet of pee. That, you know, with like
Is it thick piss?
No, it's just regular piss, but like it's clear on one side and then yellow with like a little cartoon piss drop on the front.
I think that would do really well.
Piss can.
Drop a piss, and he's like, "Ooh, yummy looking!" And then you could just drink a little.
But it's got to be a hot girl's piss.
But it's a little sip of piss that you can drink.
There's got to be like a blushing schoolgirl also on it.
No, just like
it has to
little,
come from a child.
The little, like, yeah, the little drop of, a cute drop of
a
piss.
A cute drop of piss.
Like a Daniel Tiger drop of piss.
Or like, yeah, like the logo for World Industries.
Yes, one of those guys.
Yeah, one of the flame
but
guy or
more
the drippy guy.
Japanese. But yeah, just a little mustard packet of pee-pee for, you know, to pick up while you're over in Tokyo.
Yeah.
You're going about your day in Shinjuku.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They have panties, right?
Man, I would fly back.
Yeah, but they aren't really that soiled. I would fly back there. I bought a just pair to have a and week, it smelled fine.
A week of that fucking breakfast.
You love Japanese breakfast. Dude,
it was so goddamn good. You get the raw egg, a little bit of pee-pee.
Hey, mustard packet of piss.
Yeah, a little mustard packet of
piss. Excuse me, can I get extra packets of piss?
All the racist food you brought with you from America that doesn't exist there. That you had made so you could be like, this is you. You eating turd brownies. Just menstrual fluid blood pudding.
Mm-hmm. My favorite, I went when I was there to Ikenari Steak, and they just have those all over the place here.
Yeah.
They're good.
It was
though.
So funny being on tour in Canada where we were both like trying to do meal prep or whatever, and then it took 2 days before we were at Japanese barbecue.
Yeah.
Causing a ruckus.
Yeah, that was some good shit.
It wasn't even 2 days. We got Chinese food the first night.
Yeah, but we kept it kind of clean.
Yeah, we kept it. I ate a whole duck.
Yeah. Yeah, we had barbecue duck.
Yeah, but we had shrimp with broccoli.
Yeah, the broccoli.
So you
that's
eat
the key
broccoli.
Ingredient. Yeah.
And I ate a lot of those broccolis.
I don't know if I saw you eat a broccoli.
Motherfucker, don't. Don't you dare.
I don't know about that stuff.
You're about to see me eat your penis right now.
I would love that.
With a fork and knife.
I would love that.
Not sexually, with a fork and knife.
Meet the penis.
Suck the Fockers.
Meet the Fockers.
Little Fockers. You ever see that movie?
Is that
the third one?
I think, yeah, they have kids, and they're called Little Fockers.
I have a penis, Greg. Can you suck me? You can suck anything with a penis. I have a penis, Greg.
Fuck. Shouts out Bobby De Niro.
Yeah. I have an asshole, Greg. Can you lick me? Can you fuck me in my ass? You fucking me in my ass? Are you fucking to me?
Are you fucking to me?
Are you sucking a fucking to
Are
me?
Are you sucking my dick?
Are you sucking my dick?
Are you sucking my dick? Are you sucking my dick? Yeah, that's good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Man, I thought of a good thing that had head in the name, but I forgot now. But earlier, mm-hmm. I was really giggling.
In the get handed stay?
Head on, apply directly to my dick?
No.
Because today isn't just the 4th of July. It's get headed get in the get headed stay.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, that was probably what it was, right?
Welcome to Earth. Suck my dick.
Give me head. Welcome to give me that. Welcome to give me that. I'm gay.
Today is the day we get our dicks sucked. We give the alien ship head. What if we? Dad, what did you just say that you got head? Yes, David, I said I got my dick sucked earlier. What if we gave the mothership we sucked its dick? You mean to tell me that the answer is to suck the mothership's dick? Precisely.
What's the answer in
real life? Oh, hell nah!
Will Smith has to personally suck the dick.
Well, you have to do it for your family. Baby, I love you, but I can't suck no alien's dick. Well, we need you to do it. Come on. I remember back in the Holocaust, we would suck dick all the time. It was the only way to get fooled is we would have to
suck. I don't know if he was from the Holocaust.
I think David,
he probably was.
David, during the Holocaust, in the camps, we would eat nothing but each other's cum. For 40 years, now I've been drinking cum all the time. Ask your friend from work about it.
Oh, my God, David, let me suck the alien's dick. I'll do it. So put me on the ship.
Harvey Firestein saves the day.
Oh, my God. Get me on that ship. I'll suck that dick right now. That would be awesome. He drains every alien.
I've told you the aliens took me in 1973 and they fucked me in my ass.
Wow, Nick.
Our daddy wasn't a liar. Our daddy was telling the truth the whole time.
That kid was Lucas Haas, one of the members of the Pussy Posse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the one that got fucked by guys.
The one that got fucked by guys.
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
Just welcome to Earth.
Get head independence day.
Get in the head independence day.
How did they actually win in real life? What'd they do? Or in the movie, I guess.
They
not
hacked
real life.
The ship. They gave the mother ship a virus that propagated across all the other ships. And
whoa.
Their shields went down.
Wow. So they were using computers just like us?
Yeah, that's probably what we would do today, right? Just hack them.
Wait,
yeah,
the answer
get,
is...
Hey, we get
we don't
Russia
understand their
do
technology.
It.
What if the answer is to suddenly understand their technology?
Mm-hmm. Fully.
What if we just...
So much that we knew how to fuck
with
it.
How about the answer is that we don't know anything about them, but now suddenly we know... so much about them to the extent that we've exploited a flaw that's not even apparent to them in their own system.
Yeah, it's all dumbass symbols and shit.
Yeah, they just hacked it, like Russia. They just made fake Black Lives Matter Facebook groups. They just confused
Black
them.
Alien supporter. Me and my fellow... I love those fake... African, like the fake black Trump supporter guys.
Mm. Those are the best.
How about a shirt that says, instead of Black Lives Matter, it's the same font and everything, but it says Blue Streak Matter?
Movie,
it's
Blue
for the
Streak?
Movie Blue Streak.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
It does matter, also. In the Martin Lawrence filmography.
Is Blue Streak the intersection between the Black Lives Matter and the Blue Lives
I love
Matter?
That movie so much.
Is that what can bring peace?
I'm a federale. Wow. Turns out he was...
It would be awesome to wear that shirt and just see people, like, get mad and then be like, what? Like, just be so confused to you.
Blue Streak Matter?
Because at the end of the day, you're talking about how much you like a Martin Lawrence movie.
I just like the movie. Or how about...
It's
how about
not
like
clear the, what you're mocking.
The Family Matters font, but it says Family Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it's Urkel being shot to death by the police.
By Carl.
By Carl.
By Carl. Just Carl doing a police brutality. But he's a black cop, so... Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you think.
Nobody talks about that.
No one talks about all the black people black that home. Carl Winslow killed.
Yeah, what about all the black people the black cops are killing?
That the black cops...
That's not a big deal? Mm. It's like, no, it is. It also is. Oh, yeah, okay.
Damn it, Steve.
Damn it. Now I'm just thinking of Steve in a Guy Fawkes mask.
Go to hell, Steve.
Smiling while he murders Urkel because he's a little annoying. Yeah. Turning off his body cam. Yeah.
Steve Urkel was no angel. He was often doing
dangerous science weapons, making his own improvised explosives
in the basement. Oh yeah, he was gonna go to college. Sure, he's gonna stay in that basement and try to fuck Laura for the rest of his miserable life.
He was a sexual predator.
That's right.
He was horny.
Urkel was no angel, baby.
He was no angel.
Mm-mm.
Maybe that's a better way to think of Tamir Rice. Is if what if he was just an annoying nerd?
No, no, Nick.
Every day Tamir was like, "Hi, Laura."
No,
who's
Nick.
Laura?
He still doesn't deserve to die.
Laura's fucking Carl's daughter.
No, in Tamir's case.
Oh,
that's the child, right? That was killed.
Didn't
he
have like a
squirt
gun?
In his
yeah,
hand?
He was in a park in Cleveland.
That doesn't rock. What about that, Drew Carey?
Yeah.
What do you have to say about the murder?
I would not put that in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No, I wouldn't.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
No, ma'am. Sucking a dick on Jeffrey Epstein's island. What's the Epstein minute, dude?
Sucking
what's
a
the catch-up?
Oh, I don't know. I stopped caring.
Yeah, it seems like you're doing great, Nick.
Well, no, I mean, now it's like fucking...
Some guy got arrested.
Yeah, but people know, like, this is news now. Now people are paying attention to it.
Yeah, you're a hipster.
You're
an Epstein hipster.
No, you get mad about injustice or whatever, and then if, like, justice is being served.
But you think that he's not at the top. There's shadowy figures at the top.
Oh, no. I mean, he's clearly, like, an intelligence asset of some kind. But it's like, you know, it gets to
Mossad.
A point. Probably. Mm-hmm. It gets to a point where it's like, well, I mean, what the fuck can you do about it?
Some guy that was like, he flipped on Trump, fucked kids. Didn't that go out? Wasn't that news?
Yeah. Who, Papadopoulos?
No. Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah,
whoa,
some
whoa,
guy that was
whoa.
A witness.
Watch it, man.
Whoa, some guy that was a witness in the Mueller investigation. He had sex with a Chiron.
mm-hmm. Ariel Chiron, fucker.
You have sex with Chiron.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
What did Gambit always say? Should I get a shipping label printer? I probably should.
Why not, dude?
Dude, fucking Shopify's like, it sucks because it's like the only way to go with all this shit.
Unless you make your own printing press.
They do. No, well, no. I mean, I don't print my shirts through Shopify. They just handle like the store and fulfillment and payments. And
oh, really?
Stuff. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
But like everything you need to do requires paying them more money.
Damn.
Like, literally everything. It's like, how can I batch print fucking packing slips? And they're like, simple. For $15 a month, you can get the order, like, and everything has a dumb name where it's like, make the page blueify, you know, change the font two sizesify. And it's $5 a month, and it does this very simple fucking thing that should just be built into the interface anyways.
Yeah, fuck Shopify.
Damn, we should make our own.
Yeah. I mean, Shopify really is like it's sort of a thing where I don't know why they do that. Whether it's to dissuade people from setting up drop shipping services or not, because it's like you could just do drop shipping. You could put shirts up and do it in a way where it's like maybe if someone orders this, they get some money. But it's not set up that way. You know, it's like you have to pay for the basic service, which is $30 a month, and then if you want anything on top of that, it's fucking $80 a month.
Mm. I guess because they just assume a lot of people are like, I'm going to start a store.
Yeah.
And they just do the 30 and forget it. I feel like everyone's business model is like Planet Fitness, basically.
Yeah.
You'll just do it. It's a small enough
That's
amount of money.
That's our business model.
Honestly, yeah.
I'm sure a bunch of people on Patreon forgot.
Nah, I mean, I'm like Lewis in the sense that like I would prefer to just do everything myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would rather like pay somebody, I mean, myself to the extent that I'm not like paying a monthly fee to another service, but you hit snags in the process
for
where
sure.
It's like you can't like dealing with payment processors. It's just much easier to just deal with something like Shopify.
Yeah, I call them gayment processors.
Yeah, and if you do that, they'll fucking like take away your income. Like these companies that like are on board with the idea of deplatforming people, and it's like, I don't know. Yeah, that shit sucks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn. Well, I'm going to have some very stiff words for them off mic, just in case they're listening.
Stripe. I got something stiff for you.
No, you don't.
Actually, I can't do it anymore.
Have you used Blue Chew, Adam? Do you like it?
I have used it once, and it was amazing. I feel like maybe it was like a placebo.
No, it was not.
But I was pissing, not hard, and my dick looked fabulous.
Yep.
Not even hard. Just like normal hang.
Sex? Oh, yeah. No, it definitely gives it a little extra.
Yeah,
the capillaries are all expanded.
Just all like soft, it looked great.
Honestly, I the only way I know it's working is because I can't like breathe through my nose.
Yeah. Yeah, you get a little headache, can't breathe through your nose.
Yeah, and then that's when it's really working.
That's when your dick is really thriving. Because everything's expanded.
You see spots.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You stand up too fast. You get, you know, all woozy.
Classic moves.
You get vertigo. Yeah.
Yep.
Classic moves.
All regular right. Shit.
Well, folks, we got to go do the show.
Do the show. I got to stop it.
Hold on. We got to get some fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Go see my boy
moms,
Adam.
Funny Moms every Monday, except for the first Monday of the month.
Fat Tuesdays every freaking Tuesday at the stand.
Next Funny Moms is the 29th. I'll be in the 29th, right?
Yeah.
I'll be in L.A. on the 29th of August. There are tickets up on my Instagram and Twitter bio and pinned tweet, whatever. But see me at the Lodge Room.
That same day, I'll be in Seattle. the 29th.
Friend of the show, Jamel, will be opening up for me. Everyone loves Jamel Johnson.
Good guy. He opened good for me dude. At the Lodge Room also.
I think he's our go-to.
Mm-hmm.
What else? What other plugs?
See me Rochester on the 3rd, like I said. See me in Boston on the 16th and 17th. Oakland on the 24th. First show already sold out. Buy tickets to the late show. We just added that shit. And I'll fuck around and do a third show, baby. So keep buying them, bitches. And then Seattle and Portland on the 29th and 30th. Got some more dates coming after in September. I'm going on a little vacay, going to Greece. Hee-hee. And after that, I'm going back on the road. But
I might go to Greece with you.
Please, dude. Please come.
I might have like a Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants type.
That would be nice. Dude.
European journey.
The yaya.
Get some pussy out there, dude. In my home country.
Mona Lisa. Fuck.
You can fuck my female cousin, who's I think 38 and has a child.
She looks good.
Mona Lisa. Suck,
she looks like you.
Fuck.
She looks. Yeah, she looks just like me with a high ponytail.
That sounds.
With
fun.
An Ariana Grande ponytail.
You said she had hair. That's you had me at the hair.
Eat, pray, suck.
I'm gonna have an eat, pray, suck
under the Tuscan cum.
Yeah, cum. That was the
under
right
a layer of Tuscan cum.
Under the tuggin suck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Under the tuggin suck.
We're going on a vacation underneath a rub and tug. It's all I could afford. One bitch who just got broken up with. My pussy's not too old, but it actually was.
Lucky for her, Italians are so horny, they'll fuck anything.
Yeah. Precita, your pussy is so disgusting, but I cannot stop eating it.
Slurping up her lips like linguine. Yeah.
Kathy Bates is the big nasty pussy bitch. All right, folks.
See ya. Good night.